Do you know this man? He is the former British Prime Minister, Tony Blair. And one of the most important decisions he made while being Prime Minister was attacking Iraq. Now, guess what? He has finally said sorry for the Iraq war.
That I apologize for the fact that the intelligence we received was wrong, because even though he had used chemical weapons extensively against his own people, against others, the program in the form that we thought it was did not exist in the way that we thought. So I can apologize for that, but I find it hard to apologize for removing Saddam. I think even from today in 2015, it is better that he's not there than that he is there.
Yes, Saddam Hussein, the dictator of Iraq, had invaded neighboring countries like Iran and had used chemical weapons against Iranian civilians in Iraqi ports. But there is a point worth mentioning, that the United Kingdom was one of the countries that helped Saddam Hussein in attacking Iran. Even though Saddam was a brutal dictator, that doesn't give you the legitimacy to remove him. A regime change is illegal under international law. Of course, international law has no meaning for the arrogant powers of the world.
I can also apologize, by the way, for some of the mistakes in planning, and certainly our mistake in our understanding of what would happen once you removed the regime.
Bravo, Tony Blair. You are apologizing for an invasion that led to a decade of violence and the rise of terrorist groups like ISIS. The invasion that killed tens of thousands of Iraqis.
You can't say that those of us who removed Saddam in 2003 bear no responsibility for the situation in 2015. But it's important also to realize, one, that the Arab Spring, which began in 2011, would also have had its impact on Iraq today. And two, ISIS actually came to prominence from a base in Syria and not in Iraq.
Wow, perfect understanding of the situation. Who do you think started the conflict and chaos in Syria? The Syrian government has been fighting against these radicalized terrorists for more than 4 years. And if countries like Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar hadn't supported the terrorists, the conflict wouldn't have moved to Iraq. Now, you have apologized for a war that its consequences would last for many, many more years. You are apologizing and using it as a tactic to make the world forget the destruction that you have caused. It is clear for everyone that you would have never apologized for it. You were not worried about the outcomes of the Chilcot report, which will be made public next year.